You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
You're very welcome back to the programme. Now, this weekend saw a number of Fianna Fáil selection conventions held. They were picking their candidates for the local elections in May of next year. And a somewhat surprising announcement came at the North Clare convention, where my next guest announced that he has decided not to contest them. Councillor Michael Hillary has been a local representative, first elected in 1985 and has served for 28 of the past 33 years. Councillor Hillary, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
Was this a difficult decision to make?
Yeah, it was extremely difficult because over the last 33 years, like, I have met a lot of friends in that, and I have met, I suppose, I like helping people when they come with their various problems and trying to solve them for them, you know. And I suppose it has been in my ancestors here in Spanish Pine down through the years, and I was hoping to continue that. That tradition, you know, but it was a very difficult decision to make.
You have said in our news, as we have been hearing this morning, that the revision of the electoral boundaries, which we spoke, as I recall, with you about them early on in the year when they were announced, they've hit you particularly hard.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, especially you know, the areas where my base is, like Milltown and your Clonagh and Aina, and when you take it, there's 600 of the votes in that particular area that have gone south down into the Kilrush area. This time, the last time that the Innes Diamond area was intact, those 600 votes were in the North Clare area, and like they'd be all along the area where I'd be best known.
You could have contested in the West Clare area, though, or would it have been the case that if you went down there, you'd have lost votes north of the dividing line?
I would, yeah, sure. The Milltown polling booth, which is a huge polling booth, there's actually 2,208 votes in the Milltown polling booth as it stands at the moment, like, you know, which is a huge polling booth.
So, in other words, you were damned if you did and damned if you didn't, nearly.
Yeah, well, the only hope I had of being elected was in the North Clare, in the Simon North Clare area. And but like the way the division has happened now, it has made it almost impossible for for me to be elected because of my geographical position. I'm right sitting on the boundary. As I talk to you here now, I'm looking out the window and I can see the houses in the Kilrush area. And on my left here down, when I look out towards, I'm almost about a half a mile from the Atlantic Ocean. So I'm really caught here in a corner.
I understand. If the changes had been different, or if they hadn't happened at all, you'd have continued?
Oh, I would, of course. Like, if they were left intact, but I know the area of West Clare, which is roughly half of the geographical area of the county, was too big. And I know that the Boundary Commission decided, like, to split it into two, which was, a good decision in one sense, but from my point of view, it was a very bad decision, you know. But it was left, like, in the Mullock area and the Mullock polling booths. There was three of them there. I got 200 votes, and they all gone south as well, down to the Kilrush area, you know. So this is making it almost impossible for me to contest election. You know, when you stand for an election, you want a reasonable chance of being elected.
Of course, absolutely, indeed, because there's a lot of work, a lot of investment of time and resources as well that goes into these things.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about making this decision?
It was a very big decision, like, for me and for my family, like, to decide not to run, like, because I've been in it so long, like, and it's part of our lives, you know. And I operate an open door policy here at home, like, where people called all the time and the door was always open, and like, it was a great inconvenience for my family, who down through the years supports me in every move I made in the political field.
And will you miss that, or will you be glad of the break?
I will miss that. I'll miss the people calling, like, you know, and that, and people that phones and all that, you know. It was a very busy lifestyle, like, you had a lot of engagements and to attend to meetings and various other things. So, like, I like that life, like, but unfortunately, like, I've judged that it's not possible this time.
Okay. Had people tried to change your mind? over recent
Yeah,
weeks?
I've been approached, and since I, you know, no one, I hadn't told anyone what I was going doing at the convention, and it was kind of a total shock at the convention. But people have contacted me since, and all, I changed my mind, and I said that now that I have crunched the numbers, and I don't think it's possible for me to be elected.
Mm. You've had 28 of the last 33 years, as I say, yeah, as a councillor, and that yeah will continue. You'll remain an elected representative for another 6 months or so, up
yeah
until the
yeah
local elections of
until the end of May. Yeah,
until the end of May, exactly. Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
When you look back on that time, it's a huge amount of service for anybody to give to any area in the way that you have done. Why have you done it, and what do you think you've achieved?
Well, I suppose my ancestry, and I suppose going back to my uncle, who was a TD here in Clare, mm-hmm, and a minister, he was for 21 years, I think, and it was, I suppose I was a candidate for the local elections when it came up, you know, when there was a vacancy in that, and I was approached by the organisation to stand, and I suppose I continued on that tradition that had been started by my uncle.
Of course, yeah. Mm. And what will this mean then for the Hillary name in Clare politics?
Well, sure, I don't know, but it looks like that, I don't know now what's going to happen, like, but what's, like, it's all in the melting pot now, what's going to happen, I don't know, you know, but it'd be nice to see another Hillary name coming forward, but I don't know what's going to happen.
We know that John, obviously, and for personal reasons, withdrew from the general election, the son of former President Patrick Hillary, of course, and he was potentially could have kept it going in that regard, but is it one of those things that we have to wait and see, that maybe time will tell in terms of what
time
might happen?
Yeah. We'll just have to wait and see what might come out of it, you know.
Because it's not it's not unbroken, but you are going back to, what, 1951 or thereabouts, I think?
First time he was elected to Ireland was 1951, you know. So it's gone back quite a long time, you know.
You're talking nearly 70 years.
You know, like, it's just, the decision made now, and it's only, I suppose, people are coming to grips with it and what's going to happen, you know.
There's always a fear for an area, if a councillor is lost or if they retire, or indeed in this case where electoral changes might have an impact, there's always a fear of an impact on an area. Would you have concerns there? I mean, you've already accepted that there needed to be some change for the West Clare Municipal District,
yeah,
but for areas like Spanish Point, Milton, Melbourne, right on the dividing line, is there a potential problem?
There is a problem, like, for, as you know, where a councillor is actually living in his base area, like, it's a huge boost for the area. You know, you're in there at the table and you're putting forward various projects for the particular area, and
you're
like the area provide. Like, it leaves the area very vulnerable if there isn't someone there to represent it.
And I don't know what Councillor Curtin is doing, and we'll leave that up to him. I mean, there is obviously the possibility that he or somebody else could still be representing there, and I'm not suggesting that won't be the case, but there are areas that are always disappointed after every local election, I suppose.
Oh, there are, yeah. Like, you know, I suppose if you take the North Clare area, the people in Corrifin and over that area were very disappointed after the last election, like, that they hadn't any county councillor in that area, you know. So I don't know, that area, you know, they'd be seeking, I said, to put one up for the council election, you know.
Absolutely, indeed. What will it mean for
Rowan Tower and all that area up North Clare, like, is back in the North Clare and the North Clare area, you know, which was in East Clare up to now.
Yes, absolutely, indeed. What will it mean for Fianna Fáil in North Clare? I know Councillor Nagel was selected to run. Presumably, somebody will be at it.
Yeah, I'd say there'd be someone at it now. The Deputy Dooley said at the meeting there that they'll be doing a search now and seeking to get someone to replace me.
Okay, but you might still have another arm twisting exercise.
yeah.
But you're not returning, by the sounds of it.
No, I have my mind made up, and I, you know, once you make mind up on this, there's no point in deciding today that you're not going. I didn't decide in the morning that you are going, you know.
I understand. No, I appreciate that completely. And for you personally, in terms of local politics, is this it, or would a different set of boundaries maybe change your mind in a few years' time?
Well, I don't think so. I have 33 years given to politics, and I'd like to spend more time at home with my family. You know, as you know, it's very destructive to a family when you are in politics, you know. So yeah, I'd like to spend more time at home with my family.
Absolutely indeed. And look, I hope you have many happy years and healthy years too in which to do that. Martin is from Milltown. He says, it's sad to see Michael leaving. His family have given great service between TDs, presidents, ministers, councillors and doctors. They're great people and will be missed from the political scene. Rita McInerney in Doon Beg, your Fianna Fáil colleague, is wishing best wishes to you and to your family. A true professional and a gentleman, has worked tirelessly for West and North Clare. We're very grateful for his assistance on many projects throughout the years. And another texter, Michael Hillary, is a complete gentleman. Nothing fazed him. He was supportive of all, irrespective of politics. In his political and professional life, he was A1. He'll be sorely missed as a voice of reason in Clare County Council. Some of the tributes coming in this morning, and yeah, I'm sure you'll get many more of them to yourself personally as well, Michael.
Yeah. But before I go there, Gavin, can I just thank people for the 33 years, the support I got from, say, when I was approached first by Fianna Fáil to stand, and from that day on, the support I got from Fianna Fáil and from all the people in the areas that voted for me down through the years, the people who went out, Kendalls and Faria, and that, and also the media, and I met a lot of councillors that I've become friendly with over the years, and their help and guidance down through the years. I would like to thank them. And finally, I would like to thank my family, Myra and Anya and Olivia, for supporting me over those 33 years here at home.
We wish you all the best with whatever comes next. You've a few months left. Yeah. We'll talk again, I'm sure,
yeah,
Michael.
Yeah. Oh, we will, of course. Yeah, I have to serve now until in the mail. I can be always available. Yeah.
The best of luck with.
Oh, that I'm finished altogether.
Absolutely, indeed.
I'm there until in the mail. Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, look at Michael. We wish you all the best, and thanks for taking our call this morning.
Not at all. Thank you very much.
Take care. All the very best. Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michael
bye-bye.
Hillary there is a Fianna Fáil councillor for another 6 months or so, as you've just heard, from Spanish Point, and of course the representative for the West Clare Municipal District. It's 086 1800 964 for you to get in touch.